And in the United States, as of yesterday, federal funding is available for embryonic stem cell research. First, a ban first imposed in 1995 by President Bill Clinton applied to all stem cell research that involved the destruction of human embryos. Subsequent legislation by President Bush upheld the ban but allowed federal funding on previously established embryonic stem cell lines. We spoke with the director of the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops Secretariat for Pro-Life Activities, Rich Dorflinger.
What we know now about human embryonic stem cells is that they are much more difficult to work with and to turn into any use in human beings than people originally imagined. They are very prone to growing uncontrollably and causing tumors. Church's opposition is not to science, it's to harming innocent human beings in the name of science. And the dangers of embryonic stem cell research go beyond dangers to the embryo. There are dangers to human patients who might end up getting tumors from having these unspecialized cells put into them. There are also dangers because some of the scientists, in seeking to get embryonic stem cells that are genetically matched to patients, that will not be rejected as foreign tissue, are pursuing the idea of cloning human embryos for their stem cells. That requires a very large supply of women's eggs. And so researchers are trying to solicit women as egg donors, and the process of obtaining large numbers of eggs from women require the use of potentially dangerous fertility drugs that some women have died from.